The Cabbage Patch War. Written by Paul Jennings and read by Kate Hosking. Smoke. Not nice barbecue smoke. Stinking, swirling smoke coming from over the fence. Everyone started to cough and choke and rub their eyes. It was terrible. The smoke was so thick that it blotted out the sun.
Strike!
Yelled Dad.
Where's that coming from?
He tried to pull himself up to peer over the fence, but he couldn't quite manage it. His beer pot was bigger than ever. He grabbed a chair and stood on it. Then he peered down into Whacker's garden.
Jeez! Said Dad. Whacker's having a burn-off. Today of all days.
Chris scrambled up and sat on the fence with him. Whacker was setting fire to old tyres, grass and green branches that had been cut from his trees.
Hey, Whacker!
Yelled Dad.
Cut it out! We're having a barbie over here.
Yeah, said Chris. We're having a barbie.
I know you are, said Whacker. You can hear it from miles away. Why don't you turn that music down? It's a terrible racket.
You can't have a party without music, said Dad.
And you can't have fire without smoke,
said Whacker. Dad glared over the fence.
Put out that fire.
You turn off that music.
Never, said Dad.
Get Nick then,
yelled Whacker through the smoke. He threw another branch on the fire with an evil chuckle. Whacker had a very mean laugh. He also had a beer gut that was just as bad as Dad's. In fact, Whacker and Dad had the biggest beer bellies in the district. Suddenly, Dad grinned to himself. Then he rushed across the garden and fetched the hose. He fixed a sprinkler to the end, that sort that you can adjust to spray wherever you want. He set it on the ground and turned on the tap.
Get him, Dad!
Yelled Chris. He is so immature, is Chris.
I will, son, I will,
said Dad. A huge jet of water shot up over the fence and fixed down onto the fire. In no time at all, the fire was out. Dad looked like a general who had just won a huge battle. He was very happy with what he had done.